Thank you for joining us for this episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. People like me, Michelle Kane with Voice Matters, and Karen Swim of Solo PR Pro. Hey, Karen, how are you today?
Hey, Michelle, how are you? I wasn't drinking last night, but I was partying with my family. We threw my sister a big birthday bash. And so I have a party hangover.
There we go.
I'm not sure if you're seeing straight. I'm tired, but so happy. My voice just came back like an hour ago. So.
Well, that was good. That was convenient of it. And for our listeners, this will hit March 18th, but we are recording this March 11, which is the day, also the day after the Oscars. So I, since that's my Super Bowl, have an Oscar hangover, not to mention we all lost an hour this weekend to daylight savings. We're all just kind of coming into this day going like, but we are here. So we're going to keep it a little light. We're dumping this, the hangover episode, since, hey, not for nothing, it's going to be airing the day after St. Patrick's Day. So if you all do your due diligence, you'll be feeling like us when you hear this. So we'll try and keep it a little quiet. Okay. But it was an interesting weekend, I have to say. And we're just really going to riff on some things that we have seen. Of course, the Oscars usually give you a lot of things to chew on. And during the Oscars, as I was two-screening the event, as I do, this weird thing came up with, in the UK, it was Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday. And this weird thing came up with a photo that the Princess of Wales had posted with her kids. And four major, like AP, Getty agencies issued a kill order for this photo, which, you know, apparently is not done very often. And due to it not being what they called a true photo, apparently there was some manipulation that caused concern. Now, I'm not going to wear a tinfoil hat today and get into the weeds of all the conspiracies of Catherine. Where is she? I mean, look, this is not Scientology and Shelley Miscavige. No, but this, it's just like, you're already watching a major event. You're scrolling, you're like, what? Huh? And, you know, people are pointing out some Photoshop issues and, you know, although to say AP is saying like, look, we expect things like, you know, if you do some burning, you do some tone changes, those are okay, as you know, if you're a comms pro, you know. But I don't know. It was just weird. Another weird blip in our lives of where every day is like, huh?
Yeah. You know, what's interesting to me about the recall, and then she had to apologize. And so I think as communications professionals, we all know that, you know, we hire photographers for clients, for events, for, you know, headshots, and we edit the photos.
Right.
I believe that we are all safely in the zone of what passes as ethical and truthful editing.
Correct.
You're editing out flaws, you're editing for a better resolution, but you're not changing the narrative or presenting something that may have been a previous photo as brand new.
Yeah.
And we're starting, I feel like this leads into this whole new era where we are with AI being able to create things.
Yes.
And to change things so easily. There's an AI tool for absolutely everything these days. And it's interesting to me that, especially in the UK, that the news agencies recalled a photo when they, in my opinion, very routinely cross ethical boundaries when it comes to reporting on the royal family. So they don't cover things that are truthful. They have these backhand deals with the royal family. And the way that they operate is so far outside of what I would consider to be ethical. And so, but you have a problem with a photo that, you know, was manipulated.
Yeah. It does. So
really? How ironic.
That certainly adds to the weirdness of it all. But as you say, it does open us up to the broader concept of how AI is, I'll use the negative connotation of infiltrating. I mean, we've already had an AI created robocall allegedly from President Biden to influence primary voters in certain states in a negative way. So, you know, we know to be on the lookout, but you know, people who aren't in this field of work, they're not expecting it as much as we are. And it's really going to be, I'll say, a bumpy ride, but we really all need to be vigilant about what we consume, even silly stuff like royal news.
Yeah. Honestly, we are seeing more and more AI generated content, and it's not necessarily coming from our traditional news outlets where they are adhering to a standard of journalistic integrity. This Correct. Is coming from other outlets, and they're flat out taking articles from other outlets and just rewriting them in AI. Yeah. And we're going to try to discuss this topic in depth and with some seriousness at a later time, but it is worth calling it out at this time that, you know, again, as you noted, Michelle, and this is really important to us as communicators, while we have a trained eye and we're looking for these things and we understand how to tell human generated content from AI content, that's not always clear to consumers of information. And it makes our jobs a lot harder because at one point, I think we were all battling the battle against social issues and political issues and fighting against mismal and disinformation.
Yeah.
We also knew that it could come for our clients, but today it's easier than ever, as I said, you know, with, you know, AI bots taking articles and respitting them out. And that means your client's quotes could get manipulated.
Yeah.
Information about your client can be used in a malicious way. It's very concerning. And I think, you know, if I'm being honest for myself personally, you feel like you're fighting it. And it almost feels like playing a game of whack-a-mole that you're never going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really amps up the reputation management portion of our work, you know, whereas, you know, it's like, okay, keep my eye on, you know, Google reviews and things that people say and alerts. And now it's like, oh, okay. It's just a whole new sphere of potential influence that can harm clients. And again, I think vigilance is the word of the day, is vigilance and just needing to try and stay ahead of this. But, you know, knowing that it is happening more and more is a definite good first step to that. So,
true.
So that's that. So I'll be watching that silly story the rest of the day. I have a feeling it's just a case of, I don't know, they're tripping over themselves. I'm like, whatever.
Well, we've had the photo things called out in the United States as well. There have been incidents with the Kardashians and their bad photo editing. Yes. And fans have called it out on social media, like, yeah, that's not your hand. That's not. And so, you know, the photos, I would say, listen, the woman had surgery apparently.
Yeah.
She probably is not looking yet in her best self in a way that she wants to present to the public. But obviously, we as PR people know, like, so just post a collage of old photos or post a photo from the past.
Yeah.
There's so many ways that she could have managed this. You could have posted a photo to say one of my favorite Mother's Day photos and post something that clearly is not how you look right now in this moment and pretend that it's this year's Mother's Day photo. That was just dumb.
That was dumb. There's so many different ways to play this. Take a picture of the pretty flowers that William should have bought you.
Just photograph the kids.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's like, these are my loves. Like, I mean, come on. There's just a million different ways to have handled that. That would have been smarter than getting called out and then letting, you know, people spin out. Because even though I don't follow the royal family, I unfortunately cannot escape it when I'm reading news. And so I see these headlines about her being spotted and granny photos. And I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake, this feels like, it feels like she is a criminal and you're like hunting her for
bounty.
Like, stop it.
Spotted.
Exactly. It's creepy.
She's been spotted. Well, one thing I did see, which I thought, oof, that's like a recipe for a hot mess this morning, saying that, and I guess I knew this on one level, again, like it doesn't affect my day to day, but that each house, so to speak, has their own comms team independent of one another. So they're really is no united front. So you've got the king and the
yes,
I can't say queen, the king and his wife.
Yes.
have their press, and there's allegedly no uniform coordination. Yes.
I think I had heard that
they need to fix that. They need to fix that.
Well, does that not speak to a lot of what happens in corporate America as well? There's no unified messaging or teams.
Yeah.
People are disjointed. And when you have everyone operating on their own agenda, chaos reigns. Amen. And so here's a lesson for brands out there. And I know that our solos have to work against these circumstances in many instances. When you can't speak with a unified voice, you are going to have a problem at some point. And how it shows up, we can't, we can tell you some examples of how it shows up, but you will have a problem. Not you might, you will for sure. Definitely. So it's a good lesson. Like you can't have that. You can't have everyone operating independently, and it's funny because now you also have the rise or I should say it's firmly in our culture to have a personal brand when you're an executive or when you're a rising manager, and even, just an employee of the company, people have their personal brands. And sometimes when your brand has elevated enough, you have your own PR person or publicist.
Yeah.
You might be writing a book and then you're pursuing your own interests, but you're leveraging your position in your company. Here too, there should be coordination because if you are a CEO of a company and you have your own PR team for your personal interests, you are still being seen as a representative of your company.
Yes.
And so you need to loop in your company's PR team and you all need to walk in a single step to ensure that you in promoting your own brand are not doing damage to the company brand.
Yes. And so often the pushback that you get or the reaction that you receive is that, oh, you're just trying to control everything. It's like, well, yes and no. Yes, within reason, because your paycheck is still signed by this entity that you are using, for lack of a better word, to, raise your own profile. And yeah, we just need to know. I always say, I don't need to know everything, but I need to know everything. Doesn't mean I'm going to get in and micromanage, but absolutely the united front, because that's something that certainly communicates. It could certainly harm your brand if your brand has to scurry after you. And even if it isn't a big mess to clean up, it just doesn't look, it makes the brand look like it doesn't know what it's doing. And that would instill doubt in their product or their service. And nobody wants that.
I agree. Well, Michelle, you watched the Oscars.
I did. It's my Super Bowl. And it's so funny, the infamous incident. I was sitting there watching this, and the that thing that happened last year. I thought, wow, was that just last year? It feels like 10 years ago.
It does.
So nothing like that happened. I don't think anything too crazy happened. At least it didn't register on my radar. It was a pretty mundane night. They ended relatively on time. There were some neat elements of, the Hollywood community gathering, and I'm sure much of which were predetermined bits. It was fun to see interesting pairings like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito recreating their twins duo, and both of them having been Batman villains, calling out Michael Keaton in the audience for killing them both.
Oh, that's fun.
And they were going to have a talk at the after party, but the one thing that I really loved was the way they had the presentation of the four major acting awards. They pulled in five previous winners to do the presentation. And so each past winner got a nominee to speak to. And it was really neat. Sometimes there were some connections and I thought, oh, you're making everyone cry before they even get up there. So that was kind of cool. And of course, John Cena recreating the streak episode that David Niven handled with such aplomb in the 70s. But that was definitely a bit. Jimmy Kimmel had coordinated. He's pretty good at coordinating some bits. So I would say it was relatively uneventful. Of course, I don't know. Anyone who knows me on social media knows that I think I'm Just Ken is an absolute banger of a song. And I get why the nice song won. But Ryan Gosling brought it.
Aww.
They did an incredible production number of I Am Just Ken, complete with, Mark Ronson, who was a co-writer, Slash from Guns N' Roses, And of course, Wolfgang Van Halen, who was on the recording. So yeah, it was, if you love movies, it was a good night. If you're a nerd like me that loves the history of it all and, oh, that's meaningful because XYZ, it was a good night for you too, I hope. So yeah, it was fun.
Well, I saw a couple pictures here and there. And of course I saw the fashion pictures, but you know what was interesting? The Essence Awards, which does not get far media attention, was just a few days ago as well.
Oh, hit me up.
These ladies brought the looks. They served looks that were incredible and fierce, and what an empowering time for women to come together to celebrate women. It was just, I wish that it got a lot more attention than it does, because this is not just a Black woman event. It's just something that everyone can enjoy, that you bring together this great talent. And hearing from people who were in that room, just how it uplifts them and how everyone leaves feeling more creative and ready to achieve their dreams and fulfill. Yes. It's just, and I will say, I don't know, I can't speak for men, but I know for women, period, when we get together and we celebrate one another, there is truly something special about that that leaves you on a high for a long time. We need more of that.
That is so true. That is so true. And I don't like that I have to trip over something like the Essence Awards while I'm, you know, going through the remote, because I love all of it. And what you said is so true, because it's funny. I was messaging with a friend who is, you know, quite ensconced in her world right now. And she's like, oh, I'm not going to watch. And she's a creative. And I said, I think you really should watch, because, you know, people will slag off on award shows. Oh, it's just political, blah, blah, blah. And they just talk about themselves. I'm like, no, it's actually, like you said, it's inspiring. It's soul food.
Yeah.
Because these people, they share some of their story, many of them, as they accept. And it's just a real touch point of, yeah, you're right. That's why we tell stories. That's why we do this. It's important. It's not just, what are you wearing and who did what with who? It's important because, you know, so many of our films and our media are reflections of where we are, who we want to be, where we want to go. It has value within.
Yeah, I totally appreciate that viewpoint. I've got a really good friend who is a writer and producer. And during the COVID time, she encouraged people, even though everything was shut down, to continue to write and create, because she saw it as their duty to chronicle history. And it's really such a beautiful thing. Whether you're a comedian, whatever you do creatively, you are portraying the times. And even now we look back, we look at old films, we look at old paintings and sculptures, anything that was created in past times. And it gives us into a window into the culture, into what was happening, the political scene. I'm sure that we'll look back, you know, we look back at previous Oscars and we see the creatives that were unified around causes. We've seen them take stands about social justice and different things. This year it was the war in Israel, and we see them take a stand. And I do think that you're right. It is important to, sometimes I know we PR people, we live in our world, we live in our industry, we live in the businesses of our clients, we live in the business world, but we should remember that the creative endeavors hold an important place as well. And they really do portray our history right now. So it's important to, you know, participate in that and to acknowledge that.
Yeah, no, could not have said it any better myself. That is so true. So, well, we hope this was a bit of a light touch for you today. And we thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you did get value, please share it around. And of course, please check in with us at soloprpro.com. Check out what that amazing group of people has to offer and what Karen cooks up for us every week with new blog posts, new offerings. So make sure you sign up for the newsletter at soloprpro.com. And until next time, thanks for listening to That Solo Life.